It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our show, Fairbanks Foodies. At this show, we teach you how to cook, enjoy food, restaurants you can hit, places you can go.
There we go. Anyway, I was just
restaurants you can enjoy, and I have upper management, Glenn Anderson, in the studio with me.
Sorry, pushing buttons.
Yeah, he's pushing buttons on me.
Getting in the way.
So much for my intro, but you know,
we're here for the show.
We're here for the show.
We can edit that in post.
And I also have John Lubin. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing, David?
Doing great. You know, it's the holiday season. We have 1 week before Christmas. It's a Saturday night all through the house. Not a creature was stirring except us three people. And we're looking at Christmas cocktails.
Oh, my
again,
favorite kind.
Again. Mm-hmm. You know, there's many types. There's many good ones. But a Christmas cocktail is always about Christmas.
Yes.
And it's at one time a year you're going to make something that's special, that's good, ingredients. So we have John with, it looks like, some Japanese whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
And so, John, what is your Christmas cocktail that you're going to concoct for us?
So mine, it's a tradition in my house on Christmas Eve. We watch the ultimate Christmas movie.
Die Hard?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He got it right away.
Well, it was a Japanese whiskey that gave it.
My wife's mind is exploding right now because that's a major argument in our home.
Oh, it's not a Christmas movie, but it is.
Yeah. Mine's It's a Wonderful Life. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
So you know the old saying is it's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls off the Nakatomi Plaza Tower.
Yes,
exactly. So in honor of Hans Gruber.
I never knew that. First of all, I never knew that.
That's like the ringing in of the bells.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Santa's bells.
Santa wakes up to that. That's his alarm clock.
It's him falling to his death.
So that's why I do the Suntory Whiskey Toki Highball.
Ooh.
To celebrate the Christmas party at Nakatomi Plaza.
A what highball?
A Suntory Whiskey Toki. Japanese highball.
I was going to put it to you this way. Pour it.
Okay.
Let's see what it is.
So I'm going to make it just simple because I didn't bring highball glasses or all the stuff I really, truly need.
Boy, it could be a Boilermaker for all we know.
So the day I've had, I'm looking at just the straight bottle of whiskey. I'll be straight up with you.
Yeah. So I brought a thermos with some ice in it. Normally you have a nice, long, tall, highball, skinny type highball glass. It works perfect for that.
Yeah.
Oops, that's a lot of ice in there.
By the way, those are just cheap radio sound effects, folks. There's actually no cups or ice involved.
Yeah, we're not drinking.
This is all just sound effects.
Was that the Foley artists are working hard, aren't they?
And that's a fake bottle of Suntory.
Totally fake.
That's
a prop.
Daughter Ryan is over in Japan. I'll have to have her bring some of this back.
Well, you can get it here anyway.
Okay, well, there you go.
You can find it better than you can find Midori.
Apparently so. We'll get to that in a minute.
So is this cocktail like world renowned? Everyone does it? Or is this something you do?
Yeah, it's a big thing, actually.
Okay.
It's definitely big in Japan.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, so it's basically
that's fine.
One part Suntory Toki whiskey. Now, they got the Japanese malts or anything like that, too. It falls under that category, right?
Okay.
So what you do is you put it in a chilled glass.
Right.
I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm just doing it differently because I don't have the stuff here. So you take your highball glass and you fill it full of ice and you fill it full of water and you swirl it around. You get that glass ice cold.
Can you just put it in the freezer
for a bit?
You
could do that too if you really wanted to. Yeah, if you really wanted to. But you don't need it frozen cold.
Okay.
So it doesn't need to be frosted.
Right.
So then you pour that out, right? Fill it up with ice and then you pour your one part of your whiskey, your Japanese whiskey in there. All right. And then you replenish the ice that it took out with it, okay? Then what you do is you take your ice-cold club soda. This is ice lukewarm, you know, inside a Tauntaun type color.
Right.
So we're not getting the full Monty on this.
We're getting close.
Okay.
Right? Now, what you do is you have them really tall bar spoons that have the spiral on them,
right,
or something like that. What you do is you take that in there and you stir in a clockwise manner 33 and a half times.
Okay, now does this really matter which direction and
well,
how
that's,
many times?
Well, that's what their directions say.
33 and a half
33
times.
33 and a half.
Well as a radio guy can and music guy, can we go with 33 and a third?
We could do that,
like
too.
Like albums.
Okay. Then what you do is you pour your club soda either down the side.
Okay.
Because you want to keep all the bubbles. That's the trick. You want to have all the bubbles.
Tiny bubbles.
Or you pour it down the spoon's shaft.
Oh, there you go. Right.
You get it. So that way you keep all the bubbles. Then you stir it the other direction 3.5 times or 3 2/3 times, I guess.
Three and a third.
How drunk were they when they figured this concoction?
You know, I'm thinking that might be aftershocks left from, you know, World War II?
Could be.
I don't know. So basically what we did.
They went atomic.
Yeah.
All right, so
you
here we go.
You just stir them around. We, for lack of a spoon, we'll just stir our
boing,
imaginary.
Boing, boing,
yep. And you got that little fizz.
No, there's a little fizz there.
Yep, little fizz.
That's and a smooth whiskey, too.
It's actually really smooth.
Yeah.
And the price point on it's really good.
Nice.
But it gives you, and then you can.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Mm. You can toss a.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Way to go, Festivus.
A lemon twist or even a grapefruit twist.
I could see either of those working well.
Yes, a little bit of a citrus is good.
Refreshing. Fun.
Okay. It works.
So,
not overpowering.
All right, but to be honest, this is a holiday drink only in the sense that it's in honor of Die Hard.
It's honor of Die Hard.
So that's
and their
really
Christmas
the
party.
Otherwise, this is like it's a cocktail.
You
anywhere,
can drink it
really.
Anytime.
Yeah, this is
not,
like a
it's
summer
not
cocktail
for Christmas, but you know, it's a tradition I do on Christmas Eve. So for us,
so
it's
this
a Christmas
is your
holiday.
Traditional drink, yep. And you've shared it with us. So now I know what to mix when I watch Die Hard. I know exactly what I'm going to have. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. It is good.
I don't think Dave's a big fan.
It's a good way to ruin whiskey.
What? Talking to the guy who uses ice and stuff in his
that's
scotch.
Right. That's right.
Now.
I do.
I know. So
scotch on the rocks.
That's right.
Scotch on the rocks.
You know, we all like things our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a. First of all. I'm not an American whiskey person.
You brought the Japanese stuff.
Good thing this is from Japan.
Yeah. I like it from Scotland, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I've never been Irish, Canadian, or American, or Japanese whiskey person. So this is actually better for me than drinking straight whiskey.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, anytime you hit the straight hooch, you're asking for some trouble. So at least this way you can kind of monitor your intake.
You're diluting the.
Tis the season. It's for holidays. Yeah. And that's the thing about Christmas holidays. You don't want to get. Because there's some. You like to share a bunch of them. I always do a little Christmas cocktail party at the house.
Yes,
and
just,
then,
yeah,
and everybody
I'm going,
does.
I've said yes, I'm coming to that one.
And you have all the little. Everybody brings a little something. But you don't want to get everybody face. You want everybody to have a good time, be able to taste different drinks.
Yeah.
And so this would be a good one for that because, you know, you can mix it a little weaker, a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice full drink that you can sit and sip on. Whereas when you're drinking straight whiskey, you're getting it hard.
Now, I saw your sister today.
Okay.
And I was buying some cognac for a dish that I make, a cognac peppercorn cream sauce.
I've had it.
And she was in there buying stuff that she said was a Christmas tradition from your mom.
Oh, I know exactly what she was doing.
The grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my mom was not a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Christmas and the grasshopper. That was about the only time my mom would drink. And every year, of course, she's passed now 11 years, and every year my sister and I get together and toast mom with grasshoppers because that's what we're supposed to do.
So with that in mind, a Christmas tradition, growing up at the Prues family, remember the wine Lancers?
Oh, yeah. It was in a round bottle. Wasn't it in a little shaped bottle?
Yeah, my parents at Christmas holidays and Thanksgiving, they don't get bottles of Lancers.
It's like a cheap wine, isn't it?
Well, guess what?
Uh-oh.
Did he find a bottle of Lancers?
Did he?
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's an interesting bottle.
So
that's
would you open that up for us? That is from 1975. I do not know if we're going to live or die through it.
Oh,
I chilled it a little bit. It's red. It's a red Portugal, red Portuguese wine.
A red Lancers. Dinner wine.
Red dinner wine.
Yeah.
Imported. Ooh.
So your sister made me think of that.
Wow.
And I'd picked this up. A friend of mine was moving, and she had her family, and it's from her parents' house, and next door. So next thing I know, she's giving me all this stuff, and there's that bottle. So I don't know if it's any good or bad. And let John open it.
Let's set that. Let me see this, and just set this down so we don't get that
hum sound. Yeah.
I got to get some floaters on those, some baskets on those two microphones. So that's in the works.
All right, upper management there.
There is a cork in there.
There's a cork now?
Yes, there is a cork in there. And some has come through the cork.
Well, hold on a second.
We can fix that, though. We can fix that. You know what?
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
So, Fairbanks, we are back. And we have...
Well, we were never really gone.
Yeah,
so we're just trying to fix this. We just paused it. You wouldn't have known it, but we had to go find us a...
The magic. We have some pressure in there.
Is wine supposed to have pressure?
Wow, that one went pop.
It's smoking.
So we've got this from 1975, a bottle of red dinner wine from Lancers.
If you... Oh, boy. I'm going to smell the cork. Okay. You know, I didn't pass out. So, John, would you please pour a cup and try it yourself first, and we'll see if
you can make us the guinea pigs.
You're so nice.
I'll try it.
It's not a red wine. It's more of an orange wine.
It's a.
Oh, no, it's kind of red in there.
It's kind of reddish. It's.
Now, 911. Remember, 911.
Okay. All right, chest compressions.
Yeah, it's okay. You can give him
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. It's a cheap red wine from the 1970s, and that was what everyone in Fairbanks drank at Christmas.
All right.
Yeah, all my parents, the Lancers, they were on the Lancers.
I've never seen this before.
It's sort of like a little bit agey there, but, you know, what the hell? Or heck.
Okay.
You're not liking it.
Not at all.
Either am I, but it didn't kill me.
That is absolutely horrid.
Tell me how you really feel, Glenner.
That's like worse than the worst box wine I've ever tasted in my life.
It's not wine anymore. No.
Well, you know, like my dad said, after the second one, it doesn't matter.
There you go. So another good thing that I have done in the past.
I'm sure it's fine for cooking.
It starts out okay, but then the aftertaste hits you.
Finish.
And boy.
I think I'm going back to the whiskey. Now I feel really bad about my drink, and we didn't get to it.
No, that's too bad. No, we're fine. I've got another one for us. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank God, because I bailed, and I'll tell you the story of mine. I can still tell you mine. I actually have two that I'd like to share.
Yeah.
Two or three. I'll share you a good trick, and that is trading Tuaca for rum on a couple of classic Christmas drinks. One of them is eggnog. Try it with the Tuaca instead of rum.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Wow.
The other one is hot buttered rum, but with Tuaca instead, using the hot buttered rum mix. It's brilliant.
You ever tried Tom and Jerry batter?
Yeah. That's good stuff as well. It's very similar. I've got the Harvey's butter mix, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the... It's the hot apple pie, if you're familiar. It's basically, you take your Tuaca, you know, in a coffee mug or something, and you add in basically just the hot apple cider mix and a cinnamon stick and a little dollop of whipped cream on top, and it's apple pie. And it's a wonderful haul. It's one of those, like, after sledding or after skiing drinks, much like you would a hot buttered rum. But those are three wonderful drinks using my favorite liquor is Tuaca. I like it straight up. I like it on the rocks. And I use it anywhere instead of rum almost. So it's a little sweeter. You know, it's an Italian... liqueur, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really a brandy.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's not too sweet.
It's a grape that's been distilled.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. It's got a just a very light sweetness to it, like a brandy, but it has a little more kick, like a rum or a harder alcohol, and it mixes so well. And you can put it in almost anything you would use rum with instead, rum and Coke, anything. Try it with Tuaca, and those holiday drinks are fantastic.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after this.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prusen in the studio here with John Lubin and Glenner Anderson. We're enjoying ourselves, and the question was the last time you had a bottle of 1975 wine?
See, the sad thing is now the 70s is vintage for wine, and it's like, oh my goodness, really? No, please tell me, because it used to be, oh, 1958 or 1961, or now we're in the mid-70s and it's vintage. Oh, no.
Yeah, a Lancer is a vintage Lancer's bottle of wine, so I'd say last time I had a 1975 bottle of wine was probably 1976.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we ruined the value of it by opening it.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, I'm sure it's worth a lot less now.
Now, you were talking about a drink that you were going to be making here.
I was going to make this drink today. And it's called the Grinch. And here's the thing. I'll tell you what's in it, and then I'll tell you why we're not drinking it. we go out to the Fred Meyer, and I get what I need. I go and get all the ingredients, the rum and everything, and then I hit the liquor store, the rum at the liquor store, and I go in. It requires a Midori liqueur. The drink is called the Grinch, and it's a perfect holiday drink because it's the Grinch, and it's just the right amount of sweetness and holiday cheer, and it's green. And what you do is you take one part Midori, like a light rum, and then you fill it, the glass, with over ice, and then you fill the glass with a lemon-lime soda. So it's a very bright green, festive-looking drink, and then you top it off with a cherry, which is supposed to be the Grinch's small heart before it grows his three sizes. And so you've got this holiday festive green and red holiday drink called the Grinch, and it's got a festive, melony, lemon flavor to it. It's refreshing, it's light, and it's absolutely wonderful. Now the reason we're not enjoying it. I went to Fred Meyer, and I picked up a liquor store, and I stood in the line that's longer than DMV. For some reason, Fred Meyer West, I don't know why. It's never a long line at East, but boy, on the west side, they love their liquor. That line is a mile long every time. And I get what I need, and I ask him, where's your Midori? I'm sorry, we don't have Midori. What? All right, fine. I see it at the liquor store all the time, so we go to Safeway. No Midori. Go to Thrifty Liquor, no Midori. I went to Garden Island, no Midori. By this time, it's 4, and I'm calling, or it's about time for the show. I'm calling Dave going, I'm driving all over town trying to find Midori. So they said that it was at Gavoris. Well, Gavoris is a big league. I love Gavoris. They're a proud sponsor of the show. And no Midori. So I have yet to find it in town. So I'm presenting the drink, but I do not have the drink because I could not find Midori in this town. I'm gonna go to Brown Jug and try there next, so I can have some for at least the holidays. So I'm sorry I don't have it. It's funny that you know, we can't get Midori anywhere in town, but for some reason we can get Japanese whiskey.
And 1975 Lancers.
And 1975 Lancers, but we can't find Midori in this town. That's all right. I was a little upset.
We'd have to have a new holiday cocktail.
Yeah,
well, you know, I've got others, and I'll have that for the holidays. But today, I see Dave is mixing us up one now, so I'm sure it's going to be better anyway.
Fairbanks, this is what I call a Christmas holly.
Ooh.
It is tequila.
All right.
Cranberry juice on ice.
Ooh.
With a slice of lemon. Lime. So if you look at it. Mm-hmm. It
has that holiday look. It's kind of the opposite colors of the Grinch.
Yep.
It's a red drink with the lime, the green lime, whereas the Grinch is a green drink with a red cherry. So both festive, and it does look festive.
Yeah, and it's not an overpowering tequila drink. It's
light.
Half and half. And
it's very nice.
Cranberry juice goes well with just about everything.
Yeah, except, it does.
You know, like vodka and the clear spirits.
And just a very light sweetness to it, which is nice. But it does have that color. And, you know, in a good holiday drink, the other thing that I think is really important with the holiday drink is the glass you serve it in.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to have some kind of presentation, and you got to have some kind of, you know, nice looking glass that you can have.
Fairbanks, what he's telling me is my presentation really is bottom on this.
No, I think it's clear.
You don't,
like
my plastic cup?
We're all using plastic cups
yeah,
tonight.
We don't want to do dishes.
Yeah,
but what I mean is you couldn't do this in like a colored, or you wouldn't want it in like a red Solo cup because you wouldn't be able to see the colors.
Or yellow?
Well, no, you know, yours was in a yellow cup, but yet it's because of the drink, it didn't matter as much.
This would look good in a clear wine glass without a stem.
Oh, yes.
Stemless wine glass.
That would look very good in there. Yeah, sure.
That's how you would serve this.
Yeah, certainly. So that's a good drink.
Yep, that's why we're called Fairbanks Foodies. We know how to present it, serve it.
And drink it.
Well, yes, we do.
My highball glasses are really tall and very delicate.
Yeah, and those are very nice. Because the way they go down when you sip them, and you feel so nice sipping from them. You know, it's like having a really nice big wine glass in your hand. Just that feel to it. And it's this one, Dave, it's a really nice drink because it's slowly washing out the flavor of your Lancers from my palate. Get rid of the Lancers.
It is coloring our taste buds a little bit better than the Lancers do.
Yeah, I can't wait to go. I got a bottle of real red waiting for me at home. It's just screaming my name right now after that.
So you were talking about a Christmas cocktail that you make with scotch.
Yeah, it's actually super, super simple. Apple cider.
Okay.
And Johnny Walker Red.
Ooh. Wow.
It's, on the rocks?
Yes. You would like this because it's on the rocks. Normally, I don't drink my scotch on the rocks, but when I do a cocktail, I do. And it's just basically half and half.
Okay.
Yeah. 50-50. You can tailor, you know, how you want to.
Right,
As far as if you want to, you know, you don't want as much alcohol in, you just put more apple cider in there.
Right.
And everything like that. And then what I like to do, I still like to throw like a little lemon twist on top. You know, just.
Beautiful.
And that's it, really. And it's a nice, you know, it's got the same color. You know, it's got that color, you know, apple cider color, and the scotch is brown as well. So it's a brown drink. It's smooth, and it's not a very expensive drink.
So what does
drink.
It have to do with Christmas?
Just apple cider at Christmas time? Holidays?
Okay, I see that.
You know? Johnny Walker Red bottle.
It's kind of like whiskey with a Japanese whiskey drink. It's really the only thing Christmas about it is the fact that it's tied to Die Hard.
Nakatomi Plaza. Yeah.
Nakatomi Plaza.
So, but it's a thing that I make during Christmas.
Let me guess. What's this one tied to? Bad Santa? Is that what it is?
No. I don't think I could drink that much.
Right.
No, it's just a holiday cocktail that I've found in the past that I liked making.
Right.
Okay.
Well, see, my favorite, other favorite Christmas movie is Elf. Love Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Funnier than Nick. So you basically take any drink you want, just add a little maple syrup, and you're good.
what I also like over the holidays is a White Russian.
One of my all-time favorites. Yep. Yes, the White Russian is a wonderful holiday drink. It really is. It's anything smooth and creamy works at the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you do anything different with your White Russian, or you do it as...
Well, it just depends what I have available. You know, I like getting the 68 Below vodka from the Fairbanks Distillery.
Right.
And I like it with a half and half, and, you know, boom. You know, there it is.
Well, you throw Kahlua in there too, right?
That's a Black Russian.
Oh. Kahlua? It's in the Black Russian? Okay.
Yeah.
And the White Russian, give me the ingredients again.
It's vodka, half and half, ice cubes.
That's it?
That's it. And that's it.
Why is it so sweet? The half and half isn't that sweet, is it?
I think you're missing something.
I thought it was.
Well, I'm pretty basic, you know.
Well, I know.
We're going to Google it. We're going to Google it.
I swore there was something else in the White Russian.
What else could be in there?
I thought it was a cream de coco or something.
I thought it was Kahlua was in a White Russian.
I don't think it's Kahlua.
That's the Black Russian.
Okay. Is it?
No.
Okay. Excuse me, the African-American Russian.
White Russian.
Okay.
All right. Is, okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Correct me.
The classic three-ingredient cocktail that combines vodka, Kahlua, and cream.
Mmm.
Okay. That's the White Russian.
So the Black Russian, you just take out the cream.
I think you take out the cream.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna look up the Black Russian.
Okay, that would make sense, because there's got to be a sweetness, because it is so sweet. So
The Black Russian cocktail is vodka and coffee liqueur, i.e. Kahlua.
Yeah, okay.
No cream.
Okay. Yep. So the only difference between the White Russian and the Black Russian is the cream, but the Black Russian isn't as Christmassy. So the cream is what makes it Christmassy.
Yeah, the cream.
Right?
Maybe also known as a Caucasian.
Oh, yeah, of course. The Caucasian.
The Caucasian.
Russian. Okay. And I would imagine a little nutmeg would be good on that as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it works so well with, I don't know, nutmeg seems to be, you know, coincide
Christmas.
With the eggnog.
Holidays. Yeah. Holidays.
But yet, and maybe some custards and some rice puddings.
Rice pudding. But cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon would be good on there. Yeah. That's
I love
good.
A good rice pudding.
So when you have your cocktail party, what do you serve?
I serve the ones I mentioned.
Okay.
And a couple others. And then some people bring one, you know, that they want to share. We used to do a party where we would do this big presentation, and we'd have couples show up, and we'd have about 16 of us total. And you would do a holiday cocktail with a holiday dessert, and it had to be presented as such. And so you'd have to do, and I remember that's how I came up with the Grinch.
Yeah.
So I did the Grinch, and then I had the book out sitting there, and I had it on, I had the movie on. So I put that on the TV, and I put out the big Grinch book, and all these green and red little colorful things on the tray where all the drinks are. And then I added everything, you know, up, and the dessert I made was a... mascarpone cream with crumbles on. I called it Mount Crumpet. So the Grinch with Mount Crumpet was mine. I remember Adam Wool brought like a beer ice cream with a little thing of stout, and everybody came up with something different and a different total presentation, and it's a great way to throw a party. But boy, just be warned. You get between the sugar and the alcohol,
and 16 people.
You're going to be up for 4 days.
There you go.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in and trying my wine of the ages. And John, thank you for the actual. I'm the more I have this, the better.
Yes.
I like your
Nakatomi
Plaza Christmas drink there. And Glenner, always good seeing you, and wish you could have found your Midori.
I'm going here next. I'm going to go find it. I don't care if it takes me all night. I had one guy tell me go to the liquor store on Chino Hot Springs Road, and I tell you what, I'm going to do it.
Fairbanks, you have a great Saturday night. We hopefully gave you some good ideas for the Christmas holidays, a couple cocktails, and we will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.